Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yocheved Fege, Bas Michal Yudis Basia, Bessar Shachol Yisrael. It says in Parshas Vayira, Bereishis Yud Ches Aleph, at the beginning, Vayira Elav Hashem Be'elonei Mamre, V'yoshev Pesach Olav B'chom Ayom. Rashi says, Vayira Elav, L'vakar Es HaChol, that God appeared to him in order to visit the sick. The third day from his Mila, and Kadosh Baruch Hu came to ask how he's doing. So the question is, why does Rashi normally doesn't say what the Man D'Amar is, in most cases. So why Pitom here? He says, Amar B'Chama B'Rachanina. It was the third day from his Mila, and Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to see Mashlomo, how he's doing. Why does it say, Amar B'Chama B'Rachanina? That it was the third day from his Mila, and Kadosh Baruch Hu went to ask how he's doing. Why does it say his name? So we are going to go on a mahalach here that I received from Moira Rabbi, Arab Yaakov David Hamik Shlita, and we're going to see him here to Hashem in Flos Mitaras Hashem. In Mesechus Sota, Dav Tesam Beis, Yiram Aleph, it says, V'hu yachel hoshias Yisrael, and he will begin to save the Jewish people. Am Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina, Huchal Shvuasu Shel Avimelech, Tichsiv, Im tishkor li ulinini ulinechdi. Rashi explains Huchal Shvuasu Shel Avimelech Batla Loshem LaYachel Dvaro Fli Shehem Avro Al Shvuah Tchila. In other words, according to Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, this is a. Same Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina that we have in Rashi, in this Gemara in Sota, according to him, even though Avram swore to Avimelech that his children will not start a milchama against the children of Avimelech, the Shavuah was nullified, Huchal, Batla, Shavuaso, Shel Avram Avinu, in the door of Shimshon, since the Plishtim were over on the Shavuah first. They started a milchama. And from that time on, it was mutter for the Jewish people to fight back against the Plishtim, like we find later, the time of David and Shmuel. So, Hu Yachel Oshias Yisrael, so he was able to, Huchal Shu'aso, literally, it's, he started to save the Jewish people. But Chazal are telling us that there was a Chilul in the Shavuah, the Shavuah no longer applies, because since it wasn't kept by the Plishtim, therefore it didn't have to be kept by the Jews. So in the time of Shimshon already, and then from then on, we're allowed to wage war against the Plishtim. However, in Chulin, Daf Samach Amud Beis, says Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Harbi Mekor Shereim Lesrof Eni Gufei Torah. Ve'ibim Ayoshim Mechatzer Amar Azam, Ay Nafgalan Mina, Midash Bavi Melech Lavram, Mitishko Lilini Lunechti, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Leisu Kaftarim Lifku Me'avim, Behinu Plishtim, Leisi Yisrael Lifku Me'kaftarim. So it says in the Gemara that a lot of psukim are Roy Litzrop, are fitting to be burned. As she explains, Yeshu Domo Lekrem Shem Lunesrop, it looks like they're fitting to be burned. Shlohayelo Lekosvam, they shouldn't have been written, they have no tzarech in the Torah. And the Gnaihu Lecharim Mima Kedusha, it's a Gnai to put them together with Kedusha. Hein Gufei Torah. And they are really Torah themselves. They don't look, it doesn't look good on the surface, but it's really Torah. So the Pasuk says, that even Yoshvim the Chatzerim Ad Aza, so they were sitting from Chatzerim till Aza, which is in Eretz Yisrael, so what do we care where they were sitting? And the answer is that Avimelech swore to Avram, Im Tishki made Avram swear, Im Tishko Ali, Leninu Nechti. So they have a Shavuah between them, Avram and Avimelech. And what happened is, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, So Leisu Kaftorim, Lifku Me'avim, Tanu Plishtim. So let the Kaftorim come or the kaftorim, right? She says, lav mi plishtim ninu, they're not from the plishtim, and let them take it away from the plishtim, and then the Jews will take it away from the kaftorim. So you see that Reish Lakish is arguing with Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, and he's holding that the nation that the Jewish people found in Eretz Yisrael, called the plishtim, is a different nation, that they came in place of the plishtim in time of Avraham Avinu. And therefore, there was no bris and shvuah here, because the shvuah of Avram was Tavi Melech Melech Plishtim. And they already left, and another Umma came. In other words, you had the Avim. These Avim were sitting in Eretz Yisrael, in the place of the Plishtim. And they were the Plishtim. Avim ayoshim b'chatzerim ad aza kaftorim ayotzim mikaftor ishmidum v'yeshvu tachtum. So the kaftorim came in place of these avim. So these weren't the same people anymore. They weren't the plishtim of the time of Avimelech. So we have a machlokas here between Rabbi Chama and Rabbi Chanina, who hold that the plishtim that were there in the time of Shimshon were the original plishtim. And then according to the other Rav, according to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, they weren't the original Plishtim, because they were displaced. We see that in Devarim, they were displaced. So in the time of Shimshon, it was a different nation. There was no Shavu at all. So we have an interesting machlokas here in the Gemara. If the people sitting in Plishtim were the original Plishtim, or they were a new nation. According to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, it was a new nation. And according to Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina, it was the original Plishtim. The Gemara in Ksubis and Davches, it says, Amud Beis, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Mikri, B'nei Dereish Lakish Hava, V'shachav Le'inuka, Yamakam El'ozlegabei, Mamachar, Dabri Le'yuda bar Nachmeni, Miturgamei, Amalei Kumei, Memilsa, Kenegu, Nachami, Abeil, and Pasach, V'amar, Achenu Gom Le'chasadim, B'nei Gom Le'chasadim, Achzikim B'ritz Shalav Mavino. Shinemar, Ki Yedati, V'mana, She'yitzav, Ezbana, V'chenu Ba'al Le'ches, Agmul, Yisham Lechem Gmulchem, Baruch atah mishalem hagmul. Rav Chia bar Abba was a Chumash teacher of the sons of Reish Lakish. Some say he was the Mishnah teacher of the son of Reish Lakish. His child died. On the first day, Reish Lakish didn't comfort him. The next day, he took Yehuda bar Nachmani, his disseminator, to comfort Rav Chia bar Abba. So Reish Lakish said to his disseminator, he said to his meturgeman, stand and say a matter of comfort with regard to the death of the child. He began and said, and Hashem saw it, and he abhorred them due to the provocation of his sons and his daughters. The generation in which the fathers abhor the Holy One, he is angered at their sons and their daughters, and they die when they're small, etc., etc. But the point is that later in the Gemara, it says Kum Ema Milsa Keneged Menachem Avelim, stand and say a statement with regard to those who comfort the mourners. Amar Achenu Gom Lechasadim Bnei Gom Lechasadim, again it said, our brothers, bestowers of loving kindness, sons of bestowers of loving kindness, who embrace the covenant of Avram Avinu. Our brothers, may the Master of Reward pay you your just deserts. Blessed are you, Hashem, who pays just deserts. Mishalim HaGemur. That's the Gemara. And in this Gemara, Rashi explains, Befriso shel Avram Avinu, Shagomel Chasodim. Avram Avinu was a Goyimel Chesed, Vayita Eshel, Etachil Ashti Aleviyah. As the Torah Tamimah, why does Rashi bring the Pasuk of Ayita Esha? The Gemara in front of us, the Gir says the Pasuk, Yedati V'lamana Sheyitzav Espana Vesbesa. And even if Rashi didn't have that in his Girsa, why didn't he bring that Pasuk, Yedati V'lamana Sheyitzav Espana Vesbesa Acha V'sham Derech Hashem Lasset Stako Mishpat, that's Gemilus Chesed? Why does Rashi insist that it's Ayita Esha? So the Rashi Shiva Zatzal and the Pachad Yitzchok, in Maimer Yitches, that's another kasha that in the Gemara in Yevamis, Ayin Tes, it says the three simanim to Klal Yisrael. Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomle Chasadim. Gomle Chasadim, it says, L'mana she'etzav, it's banav ez beso. So if this pasuk is the makor for the Klal of Bnei Yisrael, the Gomle Chasadim, why isn't it the makor for the fact that they're Gomle Chasadim, and they Gomle Chasadim, and Machzikim, Baritzo, Shal Avraham Avinu? We have a Gemara that they're Gomle Chasadim from L'mana she'etzav, it's banav ez beso acharov. So why isn't that pasuk a good pasuk for here? That they're gomle chasadim, b'nei gomle chasadim, achazikim b'vitzo shel Avraham Avinu. So the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal answered based on the Rambam in Hilchos Evel, Perek Yedalet, Halachos Aleph and Beis. Mitzvah Esrei shel Devarim Levaker Choylum Ulachim Aveilum Ulhotzi Ameis Ulachnis Akal Ulavitz Haorchim Ulasasek Buchot Tzorcha Yakvura Vechen Lusameach Akal Veachosim Veilvein Gmilas Chasadim Shabguf Hashem Shiur. Alfi shekol mitzaylam adivrayim reim b'chal v'haftu reacha kamocha kol adivrayim shetarotzi shiasu osam l'cha achayrim asay ata osan la'achicha shebetayru b'mitzvahs. Tzchar alaviyah hu merubim en hakol hu achok shechak hu avram avinu adarach etzit shenagba ma'achil orvei durach hu mashka isim malavo isim. So we see from this Rambam, the Rambam understood that the bris hachetzit of avram avinu was done through the mitzvahs of benam l'chavero, included of v'haftu reacha kamocha. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah essay to do all these ben adam lachaveros, but it's all included under the subsumed under the rule and the rubric of ve'aftal re'acha kamocha. So therefore, it's mistaber that Rashi and Ksubis wants to emphasize that the bris hachesed that Rish Lakish mentions in this bracha, she'amar keneged menachanei avelim, is talking about mitzvah ben adam lachavero. And therefore, the makkah wouldn't be v'shamru derech Hashem la'asas stakum mishpat, because derech Hashem is a gather of menad la'makom. That the yisor achiv of derech Hashem is to go b'derech of shel makom. And therefore, Rashi brings the pasuk of ayita eishel, which is the chesed ben l'chaverach nesesorach, and that's the yisod of the bris hachesed between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu. That's what the Rosh Hashiva says. The kasha was, why the pasuk of ayita eishel? What's wrong with the man she yitzav is banav is beis ha'achrov, shamru derech Hashem las is stuck or mishpat? And the answer is that the bris hachesed of Avraham Avinu is through ben adam lachavero, is through v'haftel reacha kamocha. And v'yita eishel b'ver sheva is a ben adam lachavero dika pasuk. Whereas the man she yitzav is banav is beis ha'achrov, shamru derech Hashem is a ben adam lamakom dika pasuk. Because that's derech Hashem. So we want to bring up, Rashi wants to show, no, it's Ben Adam Lachaver, it's the bris, like the Rambam said. The bris hachesed of Avraham Avinu is through mitzvah Ben Adam Lachaver, including behalf of the Recha Kamocha. So therefore Rashi brings up behalf of the Recha Kamocha, the Kapasuk. However, the Zakasha on this is sold from the Gemara and Soita. It says there, Mechaim Ruchanina, what does it mean in the pasuk? This is Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, "Achrei Hashem Elokecha Teilechu"? Chiyav shel Adam Lahalech Achar Shechina. Is it possible for a person to follow the Shechina? Al Halech Achar Midaisu Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mao Mal Bisharumim Tchsi Vias Hashem Elokim Adam Lishto Kasa Sarvi Al Bishem. Afata Hal Bisharum Hakadosh Baruch Hu Biker Cholim. Peirel Av Hashem Lanim Amrei Afata Baker Cholim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Menachem Avelim. Yosu Shvi Menachem Avelim. Bring a pasuk. Etc. So we see that according to the same Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, gam mitzis nichum avelum mitzis menon lamakom, because you're going after the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see that there's a shita of the Amoraim that holds that the bris hachesed is on ben adam lamakom, and not ben adam lachavero. And this shita says beferush that nichum avelum is also mitzal halicha b'derech of shel makom. So how does Rashi know in the Sugya and Ksubis that this is dafk according to the Shita that the Bris HaChesed is begeder min adam lachavero? Yes, you have the Rambam that the Bris HaChesed is ben adam lachavero. So therefore, the Rosh Hashiva wanted to say that. So Rashi brings a ben adam lachavero pasuk. Yeah, but you also have a Shita on the Amoraim and the Gemara and Soit and the Fidale that we just learned in Rechamer Rechanina that Nichum Avelim is a din in Ben Adam Lamakom. It's going in the Derech of Hashem, so therefore it would have been appropriate to bring the pasuk of v'shamru derech Hashem la'asot tzedakah u'mishpat. That would have been a good pasuk. So how does Rashi know to explain it that it's a benan l'chaveru diketin, the bris ha'chesed? Maybe it's a benan l'makom diketin, like we have in Sota Yudalit. So, the Gemara Nidorim, Daf Lamed Tes, is Amrei Shlokish. Remez Labik Rochol Men HaTorah Minayim, Shenemraim Kamos Kol Adam Yimusu Neila, Ufkudas Kol Adam. Yipoket Aleim Lo Hashem Shlachani. Mai Mash, Ma Moravim Kamos Kol Adam Yimusu Neila, Shem Chol Amutol Bari Sosam, Ne Adam Vakan Oysam. Ma Bri Yosam Ros Lo Hashem Shlachani Lazeh. Rashi explains Ufkudas Kol Adam, Shem Adam Vakan Oysam, Lo Hashem Shlachani Lazeh. So Reish Lakish says, how do you know there's a remez of Bikur Cholim from the Torah? Because it says in the Pasuk, it's a remez that Moshe Rabbeinu says that if you die like everybody else, then God didn't send me. So how do you learn from their Bikur Cholim? So Rabbi says, Im kamos kol adam yusnei, if they die like everybody else, meaning that there are sick people in their bed and people visit them. That's how Mabrios Omrim, Lo Hashem Shlachani Lazeh. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is that if these men, in other words, Hadas Karach, die the common death of all men, who become sick and are confined to their beds, and people come visit them. If that happens, then what do the people say? The people say, Lo Hashem Shlachani. Hashem didn't send me. Rashi, because B'nai Adas Karuch Maligin Allah Varm Shem Moshe Amalam Midaita B'lotzi B'shal Mokom. That B'nai Karuch was saying that, Adas Karuch was saying that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't coming with the Tzivui of Hashem. So he's saying it's true. If you die like a normal person on your bed and people come to visit you, then God didn't send me. Otherwise, he did. So you see from here, remez, that you should be mevaker cholim. Because if you die like normal people, that they're sick people in their bed and people coming to visit them, then people are going to say, La Hashem Shlachani, God didn't send me. So you see that you visit someone before they die. That's the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The question is, why does Reish Lakish have to find a remez for Bikur Cholim from the parasha of Korach Vadasa? There's a parasha Shleim of Bikur Cholim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Avraham Avinu. Not only that, the Yesod HaMachayiv of Bikur Cholim of Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, is Sheish Lano L'Halach Achar Midoiz V'Shal Makom U'Levakur Cholim Kamosa. We saw in the Gemara in Sota just a moment ago in Daf Yudalid. You have to go after the midas of Hashem. What are the midas of Hashem? Nichom aveilim, bikur cholim. So mechi teisi that Reish Lakish should have to find a remez for bikur cholim. It's a remez dak in Parshas Korach when you have an explicit parsha in Vayera. So it must be that Reish Lakish is arguing with Rabbi Chama and Rabbi Chanina. And Reish Lakish holds that the mitzvah of bikur cholim mid rabbanon is shaykh to the mitzvah of a haftal reach a kamocha kedas harambam. And it's a mitzvah benam lachaveroi. And therefore you can't learn from the Bikur Cholim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That you have to go after his midas and be like him, because then it makes it benam lamakom dik. But rather you learn from the remez that Reish Lakish brings of the Bikur Cholim, pkudas koladam, that they're lying in their bed and people visit them. That's a mashmos of mitzvah benam lachaveroi. So now it's gevaldik. Rashi in Ksubis explained the Gemara of Reish Lakish Lashitasa. Shabikur Cholim v'nichom aveilim are defined b'toira as mitzvahs benan lachaveroi. And therefore Rashi brings the pasuk of Vayita Eishal. Because here you have Reish Lakish telling us that it's benan lachaveroi. So since Reish Lakish holds that it's Benam Lachaverodik, so Memela, Rashi brings a Benam Lachavero Pasuk. So this is the Meturgaman of Reish Lakish, so it's Gevaldik that it's Lashitaso, that he holds that it's been on Lachaverudik. Rish Lakish himself. So Memela Rashi quotes a pasuk of Ayit Eishel, which is been on Lachaveru. And not like Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanin, who holds that it's been on Lamakom. So that we come back to the Teretz of the Rosh Hashiva. Why did Rashi bring a pasuk of Vayit Eishel? So he wanted to say like the Rambam holds that the Bikur Cholim has been on Lachaverudik. So we ask, no, we see from the Gemara that it's been on Lamakomdik. The answer is that's Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina. But Rish Lakish holds in the Dharam that it's been on Lachaverudik, and this is Rish Lakish Lashitasa. So that's mega Givaldik. And he sold for this parish we can bring from the Gemara in Soit and Daf Yud, Amid Aleph, Yud Amid Beis. It says, Vayite Eshel Bever Shem Rish Lakish, Melamit She'asa Pardes, V'nata Bokomini Begodim. Om Rish Lakish, Altik V'Vayikra Ala V'Yakri, Melamit She'ikri Avar Mevinu L'Shmei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Befe Kol Oivir V'Shov, Keitza, Lachar She'achlu V'Shasu, Vandu V'Baruch Hu. Om Lam Rechim, Mishali Achaltem, Mishal Oke Oilam Achaltem, Hodu V'Shibchu V'Baruch Hu, Misha Omar V'Hoya Ha'Oilam. So he called out the name of God in people's mouth. They wanted to say thank you to him. He said, don't think, say thank you to me. Thank God. Rashi v'natabo, that Rashi says, he made a pardes, he made an orchard, and he planted all these nice things, lahanos over in Bishavim, that people should be nene. Passers-by should be nene. Rish Lakish says, and then it says, Vayter and Rashi, puntuk. He had a puntuk. He had an inn, lalo sham orchim, the orchim should sleep, lalo sham eshel nutrik, and achil ashtu adliya, machil mashkim achim lavoisim. He would give them to eat, give them to drink, and then he would accompany them. And then we have Rish Lakish speaking. Rish Lakish says that after we have the inyan of the pardes and the pundik, in the Gemara, we have Rish Lakish, who says that he was makri the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He called out the name of Hashem. We have two opinions in the Gemara. One is a pardes, one is a pundik. And then we have the Reish Lakish says, "Al tikri vayikra Hashem Hashem kel olam vayakri." That he was makri Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name of Hashem in the mouths of the passersby. Rashi lamed labrias likra Hashem b'shem Hashem kel olam. He taught people to call out in the name of Hashem. After they ate, they would bless Avram, and he would say, no, he didn't eat of me, he ate from Hashem. So see, HaKoponim Das Rish Lakish, this pasuk is mechadish lanu, Avram Avinu's avidav achnasas orchim, vayikro b'shem Hashem kel oilam, al tikri vayikro ala vayakri, this is Avram Avinu's achnasas orchim, that he would call out, make people call out in the name of God. So, the explanation is, when we learn this parasha in the Torah, we have a seder of three psukim that are very difficult to understand. Vayichasu bris b'Be'er Sheva, v'yakom avimelech ofichol sar tzevo, v'yashuv l'eretz plishtim. They made a bris in Be'er Sheva, avimelech and fichos and his general went and dwelled in Eretz Plishtim, and then vayita eshel b'Be'er Sheva, v'yikr b'shem Hashem kelaylam, and then he planted this eshel in Be'er Sheva. He called out in the name of God, the God of the world. Vayagor Avram Beretz Plishtim Yomim Rabim. Avram lived in Plishtim for many days. So it's hard to understand why in the first pasuk is mashma that Avimelech and Fichol Chazru Makom Shel Avram El Eretz Plishtim. But Avram wasn't in Eretz Plishtim. And then in the third pasuk it says Vayagor Avram Beretz Plishtim Yomim Rabim. And it says that Avram was in Eretz Plishtim. So it's mashma that he wasn't because they went to Eretz. Avimelech and Fichol went to Eretz Plishtim, and then it says Vayter Avram was in Eretz Plishtim. And it's also hard to understand why in the middle of the pasuk do we jump? We're speaking about the Brits with Avimelech, and then we say Avram Avinu lived in that area for a long time, and then all of a sudden it says that he planted an Eshel there. Why do we stick that in the middle? Why didn't Avram Avinu plant this Eshel before? And why in the pasuk, in the first pasuk, that it says that Avimelech and Fichotz are someone back there, it's Plishtim? The Mashmos Eretz Plishtim is in Eretz Yisrael. It's a different land. Beshuvah Eretz Plishtim, the land of the Plishtim. And then Vayter, when it says in the third pasuk, Avraham Avinu was living in Eretz Plishtim, Yamim Rabim. It's Pashut, he was in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't leave Eretz Yisrael. So where is Plishtim? It's also hard to understand, after we see that Eretz Plishtim is inside of Eretz Yisrael, why is it called Eretz Plishtim? Why is it called its own Eretz if it's in Eretz Yisrael? It's also hard to understand, why doesn't it say anywhere that Eretz Yisrael includes Eretz Plishtim? Doesn't say that we're Noichel, Chiti, Amori, Prizi, Yavusi, Girgashi, and Eretz Plishti. A lot of kashas here. In the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, there's an arichus to say that Avraham Avinu was punished, that he gave the mincha of Sheva Kivso Satzel Navi Melech. And the Kibush Aaron, they Plishtim, they Shmuel, Sheva Chadashim, was an onish. So it's mashmah, the Medrash holds that the bris that Avraham Avinu made with Avimelech, Melech Plishtim, wasn't a good bris, wasn't a desirable bris. And therefore, he was punished. And that's why the Aaron was captured for 7 months, because he was punished for giving these seven sheep to Avimelech. And there in the Medrash Rabbah, there's a number of shitas. What song the Paras sang when they brought the Aaron and the Agala from the Plishtim. And the shitas in the Medrash are similar to the shitas in the Gemara Avodah Zarah and the Chof Da'alat Amud Beis. Just in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, we have shitas Reish Lakish. That the Paros that were bringing back the Aaron, they were singing Perach Tzadi Ches of Tehillim. But in the Medrash, we don't mention Reish Lakish. So it would appear that Reish Lakish is Cholek on the whole Mahalach of the Medrash. It holds that there's a Chisar in the Brits of Avram with Avimelech Melech Plishtim. And he explains the Pesukim B'diuk Lehefech. Not only is there no Chisarim, but Adrab, Avram Avinu came to a new Madrega in Kenyan Aretz. And the explanation is that Shar Chelkei Eretz Yisrael were only given to Avram Avinu by Kibush. But the Kibush of Eretz Kanani, Yavusi, Amori, etc. has to wait until his children come back from Mitzrayim after 400 years of Ager Yazaracha. The Chelik of Eretz Plishtim came to Avram already Alidei Brish El Avram. So it emerges according to Reish Lakish. And not only is there no chisaron in the chasimah's brits with Avimelech, Adarav, Avram Avinu was elevated, advanced in his avodah of kinyan Eretz Yisrael, because the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, he's commanded to walk in Eretz Yisrael, and there was no tzad kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. He was only living in a temporary dwelling. Like Rashi says, Yud Beis Tes. And not only that, Shabbos Hashayi B'nei Cham Koshim Esaretz M'Bnei Shem, like Rashi says earlier, Yud Beis Vav. The B'nei Cham were busy capturing the land from B'nei Shem. So Avraham Avinu couldn't do anything. Then Avraham Avinu came to work Vius, like it says, Yud Gimel Ches, Ve'al Avraham Ve'avo, Ve'yeshev Elenei Mamre, Yeshev Echev, Ve'yim Misham Mizbech Lashem, and then it says, Ve'avo Apolit, Ve'egel Avraham Ivri, V'u Shechein Be'elenei Mamre, Achi Eshkov, Achi Aner, Vehim Balei Bris Avram. Rashi says, Ivri, Shabam Eivar Anar, Balei Bris Avram, Shekosim O Bris. In other words, Avram dwelling in Chevron was more kavua than when he was just going Ba'ol and Makom and Makom. Here he made a bris with some people who had karka. And now he had more of a kvius in Eretz Yisrael. Now that he made a bris with these people, Mamre, Eshkol, Aner. So now he had more of a kvius in Eretz Yisrael, in Chevron, more than he had before. So therefore, in that pasuk, it emphasizes that Avraham Avinu came Eivor Anar. Now he has a new madrig in the kiyum of Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha La'aretz. Because he has a bris with some of the Yoshvei Aretz that they gave him a set place for his tents and on their karka. So now Avraham Avinu has a matzav of bris with a nation, and a chelik chashuv of Eretz Yisrael. It has a shame la'atzmo, Eretz Plishtim. So there's an aliyah in the avoda of the kinyan of mitzvah lech lecha, and ishtadlus of kinyan of rishus Eretz Yisrael, ad kedei kach. But even the kinyan of Bnei Yisrael, and this chelik of Eretz Yisrael, is tali in his bris. More than the Maisa Kibush and Chilik of Yehoshua when they come back from Mitzrayim after the Kiyum HaBris of Arba Me'oshan, and that's what the Pasuk emphasized. V'yag Avram Be'eretz Plishtim Yamim Rabim. And Chazal said, Yamim Rabim Yosir Mi'ishivasa B'chevron. Chevron was 25 years in Eretz Israel, when Eretz Plishtim was 26 years. So according to Reish Lakish, the Nekudah is that now there's an Aliyah B'Madrega B'Yeshivas Avram Avinu Be'eretz Israel B'Kinyanu Be'eretz HaKadosha. And his Maisa Kinyan in the Madrega of Brisim Melech Lu'um is much deeper now. It's much stronger. And before, and he made a bris with Yechidim, but now he's making a bris with the whole nation, and he's getting the whole Eretz Plishtim, and he was there for longer. So now we can understand the Seder Apsukim maybe a little bit better. First of all, the Pasuk says, Avimelech, and Fichos Eretz Zubo, Veshuv El Eretz Plishtim. It's mashma that Avram was in Eretz Yisrael, and they went to a different land. And then it says, Vayita Eshel. And then it says, Avram Avinu lived in Eretz Plishtim. The Torah is teaching us that mitzad echad there's a chashivas for this bris because there's a kviyas and a chashivas for the mamad of Avimelech and Fichol as the manhigim of Eretz Choshev b'fnei atzma. And mitzad shenik, Avram Avinu comes through this bris to the beginning of being mafkia the shem Eretz Plishtim and giving it a shem Eretz Yisrael. So they went somewhere else. They went somewhere else to, and that was Eretz Plishtim. Maybe they made it into Eretz Plishtim. Now they're in a different place. But this Plishtim, which was Eretz Plishtim, is now becoming more Eretz Yisrael. And Avraham Avinu is making his kviyus here, dwelling in this land and setting up an Eshel. And now he's turning this land into more Eretz Yisraelitic land. That's why it says that he's dwelled in the land of Plishtim for a long time, but now it's his land. Now it's an Eretz Yisraelitic Eretz Plishtim. So that's the opinion of Reish Lakish. That there's no chisaron in his bris. There's a skadmus, a maila, b'kinyan Eretz Yisrael, b'di Avram, b'di Am Yisrael. There's a kim of lech lecha. Avram Avinu is now being mafkia the shem Eretz Plishtim. And he's giving it a shem Eretz Yisrael. And now he's living there. Now he took over this Eretz Plishtim. There's a chash of land. It has a shem b'fnei atzma. And now he took it over. V'yago b'eretz plishtim yamim rabim. Now he's making more of a kinyan. Still, at Sarachian, why it's called, what does it mean when they said, v'yeshuva l'eretz plishtim? They returned to Eretz Plishtim, it's mashma somewhere else. But again, maybe they went somewhere else and turned that into Eretz Plishtim. But this Eretz Plishtim, they gave to Avram. Maybe now we're split up. Maybe they went to a certain part of Eretz Plishtim, and Avram Avinu had this part of Eretz Plishtim. But Akopanim, that's the opinion of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds that now we had a advancement in being Koveya, the Shem Eretz Yisrael, acquiring Eretz Yisrael. And we see this from the fact that the Medrash holds that Avraham Avinu was punished for making this bris. But there the opinion of Reish Lakish isn't brought. And in a parallel source in Chazal, in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Reish Lakish is brought. But there it doesn't say that Avraham Avinu sinned when he made this bris. So could Reish Lakish hold that Avraham Avinu didn't sin at all, and Adarab was a good thing? Now he's establishing residence in Eretz Yisrael. He's being Mekayim the mitzvah of Lech Lecha. So based on everything we said, we now see that there are two mahalchim in the Havanas HaSeder Shel Parshas Vayera. There's Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Chanina, the story of the three malachim who come as guests to Beis Avraham Avinu is really teaches us about the Gemilus Chesed of Avraham and Sarah. And this is the Beis Medrash. This is the Beis Av to learn the Midah of Chesed of Avraham Avinu. And that's based on the Sheet of Ruchayim Ruchanina, the Homa Chayiv of Gemilus Chesedim, of Bikur Cholim, Achnas Asorchim. Is mitzad achrei Hashem lakecha teilechu and tzbe'an lachaver modim amokom dik. Hashem is mevaker chola, we should also be mevaker chola. Hashem is machnis orech, we should also be machnis orech. So therefore it's mistaber that the opinion of this parasha, beginning of Vayera, which is that zenith of the avod of Avraham Avinu, milas chesed, is by combining the ma'aseh b'ikur chola with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the machnis achnas zorchim of Avraham Avinu. And there's a gilui gemara of this yisod, that the whole inyan of chesed is built on comparing ourselves to like Hashem, be acting like Hashem, emulating Hashem. That's Rabbi Chaim Chanina, who holds that the mechayiv of milus chesed is ben on lamakom, so it's gevaldik. He'll hold that this parasha is a ben on lamakom dika parasha. And therefore Hashem is visiting Avram, and then Avram is acting in the ways of Hashem and being machnis orech. So according to Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina, it's ben lamakom dik. With this we can understand how it's possible that the malachim didn't eat kedas Rabbi Tanchum Rabbi Chaniloi in of Metzia Peivav Amid Beis. How is it possible that Tzara didn't prepare anything? Because she was nida, she was matami the dough, and the bread didn't get to the table. Kedas Ephraim Mashka b'shem Reb Meir b'Gemara pei zayin amid aleph. And Harry Ruchaim Rechin himself says in the Gemara that Reb Yosem lo yishim over derech mitzrachim. Nevertheless, Avraham Avinu was mitzdar that he couldn't be mach nitzrachim. So ein lecha pele gadol mizeh, the chesed of Avraham Avinu is a chesed that there was no need for it. Nobody was nana b'foya. How can this be? So based on what we said, we understand that only Rabbi Chanina, hold this was the height of the chesed of Avram, because he's Mekayim Hashem Lekecha Teilechu. So the Iker is being Osek and doing the chesed. It doesn't matter if people are nana or not. The Iker is that you're doing the chesed, you're walking in the ways of Hashem. It's ben adam l'makom dik. So he was acting in the ways of makom. He was doing what he had to do. Therefore, it makes sense that it wasn't a tava b'foa. But Reish Lakish holds that the story of with the malachim is not the Iker b'tzir shel avodas chesed al Avraham Avinu. Because he couldn't do good to them with the tuva aretz. He was giving them basar v'chalav, they ate tachas ha'etz. They weren't nana from the pre-aitz, just from the shade of the aitz. And Adarab, Chelik Mipsuris HaMalachim is Shegi Azman Shel Zer Avram. Sheikari Al Shemo. He's going to have a son now who's going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Not only a Nar that could be Masadir as Ben HaBokar, but his child who can really continue the ultimately inherit Eretz Yisrael. And if you inherit Eretz Yisrael, then you can have the Eshel and you can have the fruits of the land. The fruits of the land are yours. And then Avraham Avinu goes to Eretz Plishtim and he makes a bris with Yoshvei Eretz. And he sits in Eretz Yisrael, Bischus, and he plants trees so people could be nene. So according to Rabbi Chanina, Avraham Avinu reached the height of his Maisa Chesed at the beginning of the parasha with the Malachim. So it could be afterwards when he makes a bris with the Anshei Plishtim, was a sin. And that's Yisod for all the sheets in the Medrash Rabbah that he was punished for making the bris with the Plishtim. So that's Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina l'shitaso. That the emes, maybe this chait will cause a kilkul b'Yerushas Haaretz when the Jewish people come to inherit the land after 400 years. So maybe they're not going to be able to inherit the land because they messed up. They made this bris. So that's why Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chanina comes in his mechadesh. The cave on she'avru plishtim ala bris b'mei Shimshon. He says, don't worry about it. The plishtim were over on the bris in the time of Shimshon. There's nishtachru b'nei Yisrael me'amatzel from this undesired situation that was made by this bris. So you're right, they... Avraham Avinu made a bris and it wasn't a good thing. According to Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chanina, but it's okay. Because the plishtim were over on the bris in the time of Shimshon. So therefore that's what we saw in the Gemara earlier on. And now the Jewish people are freed from this undesirable situation that was made by this bris. And now they can fight the plishtim. But the Reish Lakish is l'shitasa. And there's no chisaron in the bris with the plishtim. And this bris adarav is tchilas kinyan Eretz Yisrael, and it helps Avraham Avinu get to the highest level of chesed by planting the eshel. And he creates a background for the birth of Yitzchak as going to be, as the inheritor of Eretz Yisrael. So this maise isn't going to cause any chisaron or kilkul b'Yerushas Haaretz shel shiftei Yisrael b'mei Yehoshua, and therefore Reish Lakish had to be mechadesh that those plishtim of bris Avimelech aren't there anymore, and they don't have any schus there. And there's no problem of bris to fight against them. And when they took the Aron B'Shevi, that's not shaykh to the bris of Avram. So Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina holds that the tshuva was a bad thing. And the way they get around it is because the plishtim started up first. So they don't have to keep the tshuva anymore. According to Reish Lakish, like we see, the tshuva is a good thing. We're happy with him made a tshuva because that's how he was kon Eretz Yisrael. According to Reish Lakish, the way we deal with the tshuva is that it was a different nation. It was a different plishtim than those at the time of Avimelech. But according to Reish Lakish, the Shavuot was a good thing. Positive. Upon him, we now understand possibly Rashi. Vakar sechola amr v'chanina yom shlishi l'melasu evar karash baruch v'shal v'shlomo. Because that's the sheet of Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chanina. This is that Hashem came to visit him, and if Hashem came to visit him, then he's doing chnasa zorachim and spending lamakom dik. He's going bedarko shel makom. That's all the sheet of Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chanina. According to the sheet of Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish is a whole different mahalach. Reish Lakish holds that it's benam lechaveru dik. as we explained at length. So therefore, Rashi is emphasizing, no, this is Dafke Rechamim Chanina, not Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, the height of Avram's chesed is the Eshel and Be'er Sheva. That's when he establishes, that's when he was establishing his place in Eretz Yisrael, and doing what he does best. And again, Rish Lakish is the opinion in Sota that Vayikra Yakri, Lamech Yikra Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Shmo Shel Kol Ovei V'Shav, when he built this, when he made this Eshel. And that Pshat in the Pesukim, when they lived in Eretz Plishtim, that it has a Chashivas B'fnei Atzma, it's called its own land, it was Eretz Yisrael. And Avraham Avinu was Kona this Chashav Chelik, instead of just making a bris with Yechidi, made a bris with the whole nation within Eretz Yisrael. And that's part of his kinyan. So this was an advancement. So these are the two shitas here, and that's why Rashi emphasized that this is dafka, that it was v'akarash brachu v'shal v'shlomo, is to show that this is a binan lach makom tik. Avoda, this achnas is arachim. And that's Rav Chaim Rav Chanina, Rav Shlaki Shal's notes, b'am lach avera. And that's Rish Lakish L'shitasim M'ksubis. That Gom Gomlei Chasadim Bnei Gomlei Chasadim Achzim B'Visu Shel Avraham Avinu. And Rashi brings the pasuk of Yit Eishel, like the Rosh Yeshiva said, because this is Ben Adam L'Chaverodik based on the Rambam. And not the pasuk of Hashomer Derech Hashem, which is the Ben Adam L'Makomdik pasuk. So this is definitely worthy of more research and study, but this is mamish very, very sweet. And Baruch Shezachinu Lezeh. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.